Elon Musk says that the spam accounts, if there are too many of them, bots and spam accounts at Twitter, he can't close the deal. Made that comment just earlier today. He says the company has to show proof that less than 5% of the accounts on the social media platform are fake or spam. In his tweet Tuesday, Musk said that 20% fake spam accounts, while four times what Twitter claims, could be much higher. My offer was based on Twitter's Security and Exchange Commission filings being accurate. Yesterday, Twitter's CEO publicly refused to show proof of 5%. Does that mean that Twitter has been lying to the SEC? Has that been Elon Musk's play the whole time? To scuttle Twitter, to damage Twitter beyond repair because they're lying to the SEC, to get a federal investigation of this social media platform, maybe. Musk believes that maybe 20% of Twitter's 229 million accounts are spam bots. And he said that's on the low end. Also at the All-In Summit, Musk gave the strongest hint yet that he would like to pay less for Twitter than $44 billion in the offer he made last month. He said a viable deal at a lower price would not be out of the question, according to the report by Bloomberg, which said it viewed a live stream video of the conference posted by another Twitter user. You know, some people say he wants out of the deal. Well, if Twitter has been lying to the SEC and their public filings are false, well, that would be a big problem, wouldn't it? A big problem. Let's see here. This story I've been meaning to get to for a couple of days. It is absolutely maddening. This comes from Keel, Wisconsin, courtesy of WBAY Television. The parents of three Wisconsin middle school students asking the district to stop a sexual harassment investigation into their sons and clear their records. The parents say that according to the Keel Area School District, the middle schoolers are under investigation for not using the preferred pronouns of transgender kids in middle school. Really? You're going to go after kids in middle school because they mispronounced or didn't use the proper pronoun. Please. The parents of the three eighth graders were notified their sons were being charged by the school district with sexual harassment. A section of the Title IX prohibits gender-based harassment in the form of name-calling on the basis of sex. The district claims the boys were not referring to the students' requested pronouns of they and them, which, by the way, is improper English. It's he or she, it's not they. Rose Rabideau, the mother of a student involved, said she accompanied her son the day of the notification to an interview with school officials and told them the use of the pronouns was confusing and he had no obligation to refer to classmates by those pronouns. I agree with her. If it's improper, so you've got an English teacher teaching you proper English in one room, and next door you have to use, you know, violate what you've just been told. Sexual harassment. Rape or incest, that's inappropriate touching. What did my son do? He's a little boy. He told me that he was being charged with sexual harassment for not using the right pronouns. And said that the classmate involved here only changed their preferred pronoun last month. It's plural. It doesn't make sense to him because it's not proper English. It doesn't make sense to anyone. They is not proper. So I told him to call them by their name. Through a letter from their attorney, the parents are asking that the charge be dropped immediately. It's not sexual harassment under Title IX, under their own policy, under federal law, and it's probably a First Amendment violation as well. Almost certainly, if that's their theory, that's solely using the wrong pronoun, that would be a First Amendment violation, said Luke Berg, with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The attorney also said the charges have no standing at all under the school district's own policy. An eighth grader should not be subjected to this kind of investigation. This is what they're trying to do, is chill conversation. Just put a big chill on all conversations. Meanwhile, in Fairfax, Virginia, going down this same road of idiocy, a road paved with stupidity, the school board of Fairfax County, Fairfax, Virginia, reviewing updated rules that could potentially expose students to suspension or expulsion for misgendering their peers and maliciously misgendering based on frequency and intensity. Really? The Fairfax County Public Schools Students' Rights and Responsibilities Handbook, which will be voted on May 26, included in its updated version of rules that malicious deadnaming and malicious misgendering of classmates a level 4 offense, which allows for a suspension up to 5 days. If frequency and intensity are present, according to the page 19 of the document, using slurs based upon the actual or perceived gender identity is forbidden under the rules of the document, which includes but is not limited to malicious deadnaming or malicious misgendering. You know, bullying is against school rules pretty much everywhere in the country. And if somebody is bullying somebody, why do you need more rules put in place? It seems to me you would just operate under the anti-bullying portions of any school handbook and guidelines. But we've gone too far here. The investigating principal said he's being charged with sexual harassment for not using proper pronouns. That's Rabideau again, the parent of one of those accused. I thought it wasn't real. I thought this has to be a gag, a joke. One has nothing to do with the other. But her son and two other boys being charged by school officials with Title IX violations, which prohibits gender-based harassment. It's not harassment to say I'm not going to use a plural when it's a singular. That's a matter of the English language being applied properly. Max Ames would flip out. Max Ames was my English teacher who insisted, oftentimes, you're not mad. Dogs are mad. People are angry. Don't say you're mad. That's improper English. Thank you, Max. Max Ames, remembered right here on the Steve Gruber Show. God rest his soul, right? Still coming on the program today, Craig Stiles will be here a little bit later. Donna Brandenburg will be here. She's running for governor as a Republican in Michigan in a very crowded field. It's like the Kentucky Derby out there. She'll be joining me here. And like I said, Craig Stiles will be here as well in just a few minutes. This part of the program brought to you by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Listen. The Chamber can help you more now than it ever has because there's so much more to do. And they have strength in numbers, thousands of members, meaning you have the resources of all those companies and all their experiences, plus everything that the Chamber does, lowering your utility bills, making sure you have the proper signage, making sure your company is ready to compete in this post-pandemic world. MIChamber.com. MIChamber.com, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Defending Michigan business every day. Every day. When I come back, Craig Stiles will be here. Don't go anywhere. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
In the 10. It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Baseball allows us to constantly reflect. Reflect on teams' positives and negatives, a way of saying what could have been, if you will. It also allows us to reflect on players and what they've accomplished. That list is long for an icon like Miguel Cabrera. You know that Cabrera has won two MVPs, 2012 and 2013. The latter came after leading the majors in hitting, on-base percentage, slugging, and OPS. What helped propel him that season was an incredible month of May. Cabrera hit .379 that month in 2013. He hit 12 home runs, slugged over .760, and reached base over 45% of the time. There are historic seasons, and one of Cabrera's was 2013, and that month of May was the primary reason.